This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As it happens, today 34 of the biggest banks in the country are giving the Federal Reserve some data that will let the central bank evaluate how those banks might do in a theoretical crisis. Stress test is the phrase you might have heard. Problem is, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, in the middle of an actual crisis, the Fed's theoretical stresses seem a little bit outdated.
Under the worst-case scenario, the Fed imagines the economy contracting by nearly 10%, with 10% unemployment. Columbia Law Professor Catherine Judge says not only does today's reality look way worse than that,
but also those bad outcomes are arriving far, far more quickly than the Fed had projected the rate of decline to be.
How fast? Earlier today, former Fed Chair Janet Yellen said GDP could drop by 30% this quarter. And UC Irvine Law Professor Dave Min says in a situation where many consumers aren't even supposed to leave their houses, even the most prudent banker in the world would have trouble.
At some point, the business of banking is about making loans. And if you're making loans in a terrible economy like this one, you're going to suffer.
JP Morgan Chase has run stress tests of its own. CEO Jamie Dimon said in a letter to investors, if the economy contracts 35%, the bank would still be fine and probably still be able to pay dividends. But bank advisor Myra Rodriguez-Valladares at MRV Associates says JP Morgan Chase and other banks might want to think twice about dividends.
Absolutely every market and macro signal is telling us that there's rising probabilities of default for individuals and especially for companies. So banks need to shore up capital to sustain unexpected losses.
The central banks of Europe and England have pressured financial institutions to stop paying dividends right now. So far, the Fed hasn't. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.